I'm sorry.
Bumble-footed.
Bumble-footed?
Yeah, bumble-footed and awkward. He falls over everything with his feet.
And you mentioned the word pert.
Pert.
If an old person gets around very well, say for his age, he's mighty...
Yeah, mighty pert. Pert.
Be the same thing. Somebody who's very likable.
He's a hail, hail fellow well met.
But on the other hand, if he's difficult to reason with, he's...
Well, I've heard him say he's often as a jackass.
I see. You ever hear pig-headed?
Pig-headed. I've heard that plenty. They still do that.
Mule-headed?
Pig-headed. Mm-hmm. Mule-headed. Yeah, they still use pig-headed all the time. Still use that.
Would they ever call him bumptious?
Yeah, we got two obstreperous, same word as obstreperous.
Bumptious, is that a bad, sort of disagreeable characteristic?
Well, you say some fellow gets obstreperous, bumptious, same thing.
And if he's very short-tempered, either man or woman, he's very easily hurt. So you got to be careful with him because he's awfully...
Touchy. I got to be handled with kid gloves, like a fellow told me once. This fellow has to be handled with kid gloves. It's touchy.
Did you ever hear touches?
Yeah.
Sure. Is that the same?
Touchy, same as touchy. He's touchy, very touchy. You mustn't say these things to him. He's so touchy. He'll get offended.
And if he gets more than offended, he might get downright.
He gets mad then.
And then you might say to him, "All right, I was joking. Just keep."
And now they say keep your cool, but we had never heard of that expression. We used to say then keep your shirt on.
Keep your shirt on, keep calm.
Yeah, keep your shirt on. That meant calm down. Keep your shirt on.
And if a woman didn't keep house very well, or if a man left money around, lost it, you say they're awfully...
Well, they're awfully careless. They what was the word they used for that? And of course, a bad housekeeper was just about the worst thing they could be. A bad housekeeper. She wouldn't keep a good house, didn't keep the beds made up or the dishes washed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy, she got talked about.
I see. Did people ever, you were hesitant to say, hesitant to call anybody or say even somebody else, he's a fool, or that fool. What about the word queer?
Well, queer, you know, it's two different ways, you know. Now the queer, we speak of a queer, you know who they're talking about. But back in those days, anybody was queer, but just as a peculiar, a peculiar person.
How disagreeable a term was that? Would that be
very... It wasn't especially disagreeable. It just meant that they were different from you. Mm-hmm. Anybody different from you was considered queer, peculiar. If they didn't look on things like you did, well, that's a queer person.
I
believe so-and-so, and he believes the opposite, so he's a queer person.
So it really wasn't serious.
No, it wasn't serious, back in those days.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody was anxious, you say, well, she always seems to be so very uneasy, or...
Well, like I heard a nigger say once that he tried to write, but it was such uneasy business, he never could do it.
Uneasy?
It was uneasy, he said. It was uneasy business. So,
in other words, business that...
kind of questionable, anyhow.
Uh-huh.
He said it was uneasy business, trying to write.
I see.
Uneasy.
Different parts of the church service, music, sermon, any recollections about that in the old days? How long would they preach? Was it called a sermon?
It was called a sermon. I know some of those preachers were pretty long-winded. I know I used to suffer through them when I was a kid. Some of them would preach pretty long. And I despised him when he got up and said, "Firstly," and then I knew there was a secondly coming, and a thirdly, and a fourthly. Lord, a fellow told me the other day, he said, this Cary College down here. And he spoke at this college. He had gone to school at Cary College, took up each one of the letters, C for courage and on down, and took up about an hour and a half to get through Cary. Said he walked down the hall and had a fellow on his knees praying. Says, son, what you praying for? Says, I'm just thanking the Lord you didn't go to the University of Southern Mississippi. They would have been here all night. C for courage, A for attitude, R for righteousness, and each one would take about 30 minutes. I'm thanking the Lord you didn't go to the University of Southern Mississippi. Will this interfere with that?
I don't think so. I can
I don't see.
We could get a little bit.